Fucking Gunther Steiner. Can you believe it? I can't
Just
believe it. It was quiet. We were complaining, no news, and suddenly we get this bullet out of the blue, and Netflix's superstar has been given the bullet, I'd imagine. I mean, it was so sudden. What are your thoughts, Jed?
Yeah, like you said, we were just looking for something to write about, and here comes Gunther. He always steals the show. He knows how to make these things all the time. Look, I didn't expect it to happen. I didn't expect it to happen. If you remember before, Gunther said something that making the Haas team or starting the Haas team was his idea. It's his baby, that project. But the fact that he didn't have any money meant that he had to go to someone to finance the whole thing, and Jean Haas did that. So, and he's been the boss ever since the team started, through thick and thin. So it's like Haas and Steiner, synonymous. And then boom, he's out. Yeah, you should see all the memes on social media and X and all these platforms about, the Drive to Survive producers going crazy because there's no more, they lost their star basically. Yeah. Yeah, it's a shocker. It is a shocker, but my question is the timing. Why now? What happened? It's been 8 years, and then Jean Haas comes and says that he doesn't want to finish 10th anymore. What happened? Keeping the jokes aside, I think the problem is that Steiner has been considered as just this Drive to Survive star and not the team principal. Like you and I, we don't really rate him highly in the way he managed that team, and especially I know you don't like the way he d dealt with Mick Schumacher, but I think it's Jean Haas just realized that, yeah, I don't have a team principal here. I just have someone who's, yeah, he's a nice character, he's funny, he's blah blah blah, but he's not a team boss. What do you think?
Interesting points, but yeah, you echo pretty much what I say. But I'm not going to be popular with this opinion, but popularity is not really my thing. He had to go if Haas wanted to move forward. But let's look back. Let's look back. He took over a decade ago, and they came in. And I'm going to be I'm if I remember the narrative properly, is Gunther had this concept. And he went to Gene. Gene bought into it. They went to Ferrari. Ferrari said, cool, we need a B team, but we can't finance it. Gene said, okay, we'll finance it.
Yeah.
And there was like a Ferrari B team that started off, and they rattled feathers because the car was really good and they did really well in the first couple of seasons. But then I think Gene disappeared. And I think the reality was this is it was strange for me at the time is that he realized he was never going to win in Formula One and he kind of lost interest. But surely you would have done his due diligence and known that if he was going to be aligned to Ferrari, he was going to never win a race. And he was going to take their drivers to finance it, honestly. And I think that was when Steiner had to come in again, because I'm sure Gene said, listen, this was before the boom, remember, before the team shot up to $1 billion. Now,
Yeah.
those were 200 million he was going to get for that team maximum.
Yeah.
There was even talk that we're going to sell it. And then Gunther came and he saved it. But I'm going to put saved in inverted commas because he went to Russia, like an American team, and he admitted it. And this is what it's on our site. There's a report where he actually admitted that it never crossed his mind early in the early days to actually tap up American industry and American commerce for sponsorship for this American Formula One team. And I found that very, very strange. And he said he went to Russia. And you got that whole Uralkali thing, which was Nikita and Mazepin and the Mick Schumacher debacle. Let's not even go there. So basically, he had to keep the team afloat. And as much as everyone loved the Netflix thing and him, being rude in that, let's get away from he was very foul-mouthed. So the Netflix thing exposed him to a lot of people and they loved his demeanor, etc. However, if you look between the lines, it was always him making excuses. And or him losing his cool, or him complaining about no money. It was always, So I think now, 10 years down the road, Gene Haas looks at his team and he says, we're going nowhere. Because I'm going to throw this one at you. If he had been a really good team boss, and if Gene had kept Gene's interest in, there's no way as Andretti with no Formula One team would have scooped Cadillac. Why is it not Haas Cadillac?
Yeah,
You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? Because they have a Formula One team, because Gunther was too busy with Netflix and trying to keep the team afloat, fixing cars, bad-mouthing Mick, and just, yeah, just absolutely inept. And I think Gunther basically, he ran his course for the team. So you want to slag him off. I don't think he was a great team boss. He definitely didn't know how to handle rookies. He definitely destroyed Mick Schumacher's career. So I'm not even going to argue that point. But the reality is he came, he did it, he's done his thing. Now it's his time to go. They put other mechanisms in place, and I'm sure there's going to be quite a lot of departures. Simon de Resta also
Yeah,
left.
yeah.
So there's a revolution there, probably based on Gene's vision. His vision said, listen, we got to do this and do that. And you know, it's so sudden. I'm thinking there was some kind of Indaba, some kind of central meeting where Haas, NASCAR, everything Haas is involved in came in. They had a State of the Nation address. Kevin Melrose, our ear on the ground there, basically said, look, it's Gene's just realizing he needs to get, you know, he needs to get going again. He needs his teams to be winning.
Yeah.
And it's across the board. And I think Gunther it was a good move. I think in the long term, he played his role, and I'm sure he'll get a Netflix special, just, you know, the Gunther fucking show or whatever.
Yeah.
And he'll be back and he's around. I'd love to hear his side of the story, because there would be a story. But other than that, I think it's a good thing for Haas. And it'll be interesting to see how they move forward. And perhaps now they can go align themselves with Cadillac or get aggressive and go to Ford even. I don't know. But the way they were going, they were just treading water. And it was really the Gunther show. And I think Gunther Steiner was more recognizable than the team. Who are the drivers, by the way? Oh, yeah, Kevin Magnussen and Nico Hülkenberg. You see what I'm saying? And
yeah,
who
yeah.
else is in that team? You can't name anybody else.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Look, it makes well,
so that's
it's
my
very
thought.
Interesting. It's very interesting what's happening, because, like, first of all, the concept, like, they've got headquarters in the US. They've got the new one, which they started in Italy next to Maranello. And then I think they have a small office or somewhere in the UK. That was never going to work. Remember before how Renault are suffering because they have their power units in France and the factory in Anston. And they're not getting the synergy properly. And to make things worse for them, they have the chassis from Dallara, the power unit from Ferrari, the suspension from Ferrari. And then how do they develop it? Because, and their team over there, I think the guy, which Simon Resta was in charge of, they were doing all the aero and putting the downforce on the cars and stuff like that. So that was never going to work. But what makes things interesting, like, there's this, we reported a bit of what Gunther, Gene has said about he doesn't want to finish 10th anymore. I said that before. And he says a lot of interesting stuff as well. But the interesting thing is that Steiner is known to be a good friend of Mattia Binotto. And Simone Resta was loaned to them by Ferrari. So this is the Italian link. If these two are out of the picture, Mattia Binotto has been out of the picture from Ferrari for a year now. What's next for them? Now, in my editor's desk today, I reported that Gene said that they will keep their relations with Ferrari. But I think this is normal for now. 2026, when the new power units are in, all options will be on the table for Gene Haas to see what he does with his team, which power unit is going to power his cars, where is he going to get the suspension and all these kind of things. So it's going to be an interesting to see how things at Haas develop right now. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I think we'll be keeping an eye on that. And from my side, I just hope the team can get better. They showed early on that they had a bit of chutzpah and they could actually bat there with the big boys.
Mm-hmm.
But that fizz ran out quite quickly. And I think if Gene has got the hots for Formula One again, I think that's only good for the team. And honestly, full marks for, you know, Steiner. Thank you. Time for you to go. Thank you for everything you've done. It was a one sentence Steiner mentioned.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. Yeah,
yeah.
Because he went on and on about the new guy and the new plan, how we're going to run the team. But there's one more thing we forgot to mention about Steiner trying to keep the team afloat. Remember the Rich Energy fiasco? Remember that deal? This energy drinks company. That was
yeah, it's like I said, it's just gross mismanagement. And if you read the piece with the reaction from the community, my reaction's in there too. I just said, yeah, it was it's a catalogue of bad management. And actually, my big surprise in the aftermath of the surprise of his departure is I was surprised he lasted as long as he did, honestly.
Yeah,
running a team and actually doing not really much and just talking a lot and becoming a Netflix star. Hey, it's a win-win for him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure he's going to pop up somewhere else, but let's wait and see what's the next Gunther Steiner show.